Hello, everyone. So my lighting is going to be off today. I am having tech issues for our How to Lose Weight This Week with Corinne, and my tech department is out for a walk this morning. So I've done everything I can to fix all my lights, and I've unplugged things, restarted, done the things, and can't get them on. So that'll be that. Let me get Coach Lisa on stage. She'll be in the Q&A assisting me with questions. In the chat, we will have, not sure who's in the chat. Let me pull the chat up so I can tell. Where is the chat? There we go. We got Dina in the chat. So Dina types in all caps. So if you're brand new here, we always have coaches in the room, in the chat. We have them on stage with me to be able to help you. If you want to do the closed captioning, you could just hit the CC button on whatever device you're using. It may be in different places depending on what kind of device you use, but you can turn on the closed captioning. And just welcome to all of our new members. So let me tell you a little bit about this call. It is at a new time. So for all of our existing members, 9 a.m. Central Time is our new time. And I hope that that is going to be fun for all of you. As of right now, I don't know, Vivian, how many new members we have. I've told the team not to tell me until we're officially done for the week. So everybody that attended the workshop and stuff are getting emails about joining all week long. So we'll know next week how many new members we welcomed. So, but for all of you who are brand new, first thing that we always do, and this is if you're brand new, maybe you're a returning member, or maybe you've been kind of kicking back, just doing your holidays. And I've read this quite a bit in the Facebook group where through the holidays, you kind of like it overwhelmed you. You kind of got lost in the holidays. You weren't listening to things. You feel like you're starting all over. I have read this several times where people are just like, I just don't know what to do. You do know what to do. It's very simple. You log in on nobiuswomen.com. On that homepage, and this is what I know, some of you are not logging in and you're going to the Facebook group and acting like the Facebook group is where you lose weight. It is not where we lose weight, ladies. Facebook is our social ground. Facebook is where we talk to each other. It's where we have a good time. It's where we ask our peers for some support. We do the thing. We share a meme, whatever we're doing over there. If you want to lose weight, you need to log into the membership site. There's no weight loss happening in Facebook. I promise all of you, I do not put instructions in there. I do not put your videos in there. I rarely go live in there. Maybe once every 3 or 4 months. If you want to lose weight, you log in to nobiuswomen.com, and on your home screen, it says step one, step two, step three. If it's been a minute, you go straight to what? Step one, rewatch the orientation. It takes you less than 15 minutes. Step two is the Nobius weight loss course. And I advise all of you who are wanting to be serious about losing weight, spend less time in Facebook, spend more time listening to the videos, drowning out your old shitty with my glorious voice, and make your food plan each day. The best way to lose weight is to pay attention to your hunger and enough signals. Let's not make this so fucking complicated. Now, your brain is going to want to make it complicated by saying things like, it's going to take so long. It's going to be so hard. I just don't know where I should start. It is going to be a wilted flower passing out on the fainting couch while holding pearls and hoping that somebody runs over to you with a fan to cool you off. You are not a wilted flower. You might be scared you can't lose weight. Your brain might be doubting you can do it and stuff, but I promise you, if you push play, I tell you exactly what to do. And I do not tell you to do anything to lose weight. That's asinine. That's too hard. That's going to deprive you, starve you, or restrict you. Now, what's important though, is you got to listen to the lessons, because the reality is we're not starving, restricting, and depriving. Emotionally, your brain's fucking out or flipping out, thinking about past diets and all the shenanigans you've done in the past. And it's like really upset that you might be trying to do that to it again. And it's going to throw up all kinds of smoke signal thoughts all around you. But at the end of the day, you just have to tell yourself, am I hungry? If I'm not, let's figure out what I'm actually hungry for. Because if I'm not physically hungry, I've got emotional hunger. I either want entertainment. I want comfort in this moment. I want to procrastinate on doing my project. I want to distract myself from my toddler whining. Find out what you really need. You're going to learn all this in no BS. And then guess what? Here's another way weight loss is easy. We're going to ask ourselves, have I had enough? If you've had physically enough, or you think you might have, there's a whisper possibility it could be enough, but you're just not sure. You stop eating and you just ask yourself, all right, if I'm not, like, if I want to keep eating, the best question I can ask myself right now is, what do I not have enough of? If it's not mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and ding dongs. Do I not have enough rest in this moment? Do I have too much dread about what I got to do after dinner that it's making me want to eat more dinner right now? Those are the levels of questions I want all of you asking. Because when you tell me weight loss is hard, I want you to really understand this. What we teach you is not hard to do. And your brain needs to remember that. It's like, oh, I keep trying to think this is going to be really hard. And I need to remember hard is a feeling that's generated by how I'm talking about things. So if I'm thinking stopping at enough is hard, I need to find out, why do I think it's hard? Because I'm afraid I won't get enough. Because I'm afraid that I'll get hungry later. We want to figure out all that stuff so that you can use your logical side of your brain to talk yourself out of things. Weight loss is going to be all about talking yourself into and out of things all the time. That is how anything works. This is not just weight loss. This is like, if you want to change your habits, if you want to get a new job, if you want to become physically fit, I don't give a damn what you want to try in this world. I guarantee you it's all going to boil down to your ability to talk yourself into the things you need to do and out of the things that you don't. Because between you and your goal is your brain always trying to get you to not go. So you got to talk yourself in and out of stuff. And you got to quit sitting there and acting as if that's not how the world works. I just want it easy. I wish my brain didn't say stuff like that. Well, then don't lose weight. That's my best advice. Quit right now. Because if you don't want to have to do the work on your brain, you can't lose weight. That's like saying, I really want a college education. Is there a way to do it without going to classes? Is there a way where I don't have to learn anything? Can they just give me a piece of paper? We're going to use our brains. All right. For all of the existing members, don't forget, this is 2-pound takedown month. So that all kicked off this week. If you're brand new, do not worry about our monthly challenges. We're going to have one every month this year. If you miss this one because you're brand new, I think that's great. I don't think you should participate in the stuff unless you're just like, no, you don't know me. I'm gung ho. I'm going to ride my momentum. I'm motivated as fuck. I'm so excited. I want to do all the things. Do all the things. But let me give you a warning. I'm the kind of person who likes to do all the things. All right. So some of you are like me. And what's made me successful is that when I realize I'm running out of the initial enthusiasm and excitement and motivation, I make a plan how I'm going to continue to do those things while not wanting to. Because at some point, motivation, excitement, and momentum dry up. Your brain regulates to what you're doing. It's not new and exciting anymore. It just gets used to it. The skill isn't to be like, oh my God, something's wrong. I'm not. What's wrong with me? Somebody help me. That's called bitching and whining. You know what I do when my motivation's gone? It's like, oh, now we get to work. Because motivation is very fleeting. The only people that stay motivated all the time in their life do like cocaine and drugs. We're not like drug addicts over here. So we want to make sure that we realize when we're really gung-ho and stuff, our time is coming. And it normally takes about 2 weeks. That's the average for like the way that the brain works is it's called hedonic conditioning. So it's designed to do this. You're supposed to start something sometimes very excited. Some of you start things really excited and stuff, and you're supposed to have that wane. But the problem is when that wanes, you have a choice. You're like, this is the part where the motivation is gone. This is where we work on resilience and commitment and willingness. And I just tell myself, I don't have to be motivated to do this. I just need to know I had decided to, and there's really good reasons to do it. So I'm just going to trust in that. And then when I get some success, I bet I'll be motivated again. But motivation is going to be like a roller coaster. Or option two, which is cry like a titty baby that it's gone, think something's wrong with you, and act as if you can't stop eating unless you're highly motivated, or that you can't write your food plan down unless you've got, you know, sprinkles coming out your butt and highly motivated. No one needs to be highly motivated. It's nice when it's happening, ride the wave. And when it's not there, you trade motivation in for willingness. Because willingness is probably what you're going to need to experience through 90% of your journey. Am I willing to let my brain tell me this would be wasting food? But am I willing to throw that away knowing that I'm working on the relationship with my body of no longer using it as a trash can? I am no longer the garbage disposal. I am very willing to throw it away and think that was wasteful until there's a day where I realize I'm eating less now. I have fixed waste in my food, in the food, in my house, and in my belly for the long term. So we're going to be willing. All right. So I wanted to talk today about this is important because we're here we are in the new year. And we are at a very special moment. This is the only time of the year that I would bet you 90%+ of you who were in the membership all got like reset. It's probably rare that there's someone here who's just like, yeah, I'm waiting until like February. Most of you are just like, it's the new year, we're doing the new year workshop, and everybody's kind of on the same page. So I want to talk about this concept first and foremost, because here we are. What are we on? Day three of the year? Is today the third or the fourth? The fourth. We're on the fourth day of the year. And losing weight is going to get hard, but not in the way that you think. Now, I've already kind of started alluding to this, but I think it's healthy for all of you to develop a relationship with the hard parts. Like the first thing that I would tell you is when things get hard for me, there's like two things I do. And this is not even in here. I'm going to tell you like the four common things that are going to make your journey harder. But there's two things that I do when I start realizing something feels really hard. And the first one is I tell myself, this was expected. I have never done anything in my life new or challenging. I had to learn how to operate differently. Like when I was losing weight, like I was having to learn how to eat differently. I was learning how to think differently. I was learning how to get up earlier. I was learning how to go to bed earlier. I was learning how to drink my water routinely. Like you're just learning so many new things. And so I would tell myself, yeah, I knew this was going to be the hard part, and that's okay. I think what happens to a lot of us is when things get hard, it's like we get shocked. And I think this comes from diet culture, where it's promoted everywhere that it's simple and easy, and they just make everything look like it's like glowing moments and fun. They don't show, like, if you ever watch a weight loss commercial, you're never watching anybody. Like, let's take Jenny Craig, for example. They're like my favorite commercial right now because they've got, first of all, they've just, I don't know, they crack me up. So in the commercial, they have partners and they're like sitting down to their prepackaged meal. I'm like, you know, it'd be a great commercial to have those two people rather than sitting there and taking their small portion of fettuccine or whatever, or fried ravioli or whatever. And they're basically like on date night having it. They look amazing. Nobody looks like they had a long day. Everybody just looks like life is fucking ridiculous. I'm like, here's a good commercial. What if we set them down and the video is them sitting there going, man, wouldn't it? Remember when we used to order Uber Eats? That was so much better than this. How much longer do you think we got to eat this shit? Like, that would be a great commercial because that's reality. I guarantee you, people who ordered the Jenny Craig boxes, after about 2 weeks, they're sitting down and they're complaining about their food. They've had a long day. In the first couple of weeks, it was motivating and like, oh, new food. Oh, so great. Yeah, I'm not even hungry. Like, they're just riding high on enthusiasm, depressing their appetite for days. Then their brain adjusts to the food. And guess what comes back? In the very beginning, they're motivated. Their brain, their thoughts are things like, this is new. This is going to work. I'm ready to lose weight. It's 2023, new me. Like, that's all their thoughts. Well, then start getting used to the food. A couple of weeks go by. You know, we're used to writing 2023 now. Like, everything just is becoming normal. It's not exciting. Old shitty's back. He's like, oh, well, you drowned me out with your new hotness over there. But let me just tell you, I'm never but a phone call away. And then they're looking at the food and it's just like, this is boring. This is not exciting. What if we just take a break this weekend? You know how in love we are? We deserve a date night. And our love is consummated better when we're like rubbing cheese and nachos all over our face and drinking the wine. That's old shitty. And that's what happens. And that would be a great commercial because you know what has to happen then? That's when weight loss gets hard. It is not because of the food. It is not because of your life or anything. It's weight loss gets hard. The moment the enthusiasm all wears off, the excitement all dies down, and now it's time to lose weight with life. Just boring old life, regular old life. And however you were thinking before you got started comes back. It's supposed to. That thinking didn't go anywhere. It got drowned out for a little bit. But it was just sitting there waiting on it. It's very old shitty's very polite. He's like, I'll wait my turn. I know new hotness. She always gets tired. That bitch needs a nap half the time. Not me. So you have the choice. You decide in that moment. And so for me, I always tell myself, this is the hard part. I knew it was coming. And I'm going to do the things I said I would do, and I don't have to feel like it to do it. And I'm going to just do this part and just to get myself going. I use that a lot when I work out in the mornings. Right now I'm working on building arms. Oh my God. My project of 2023 is building. I want fit as fuck arms. Like, seriously, it is like that. And I want to run that 35-minute 5K. That's Kryn's two personal goals for 2023. And so I hired an arms coach. Like, I'm not joking. Her business is called The Arms Coach. So I hired the arms coach. She's giving me my little workouts. I check in with her, all the things. And often when it's time to work out, I don't want to. I would say 80% of the time. And this is coming from someone who actually is very dedicated to her goal, who I like lifting weights. I do. But before it's time to go to the gym, I'm like all of you. I dread the shit out of it. My brain acts as if we should just quit exercising for the rest of our lives. And so I do things like, I knew dread was coming this morning. Can I just go get through a few sets and let's just see where the workout takes us? That is what I do almost every day. I do exactly what I taught y'all in the workshop on Sunday. I have minimum baselines for all of my workouts. And very often, and they're set so low that I know that on the days that I'm dreading and not wanting to do something, I can talk myself into that. So I always agree, I can just go make my minimum baseline. And then once I get started, the hardest part is from 0 to 1. 1 to 2 is a lot, like step 1 to 2 is so much easier than doing nothing to starting. Between 0 and 1 is 1,000 doubts, fears, and dread. 1 to 2, a lot of that's starting to go away because you're in action. Your brain can't think about it as much. It's just a hack. So the other thing that I do is, other than just declaring, I knew you would be here, is I ask myself this key question that I think all of you should get better at asking. This is probably the one question I ask the most that makes the biggest difference in why I lost weight, can keep weight off, have built a business, and am growing 2 successful businesses now. And by the way, we're buying a restaurant this month, which it will be the best sports bar in all of Nolensville. Just going to tell all of you. Although Nolensville is about as big as this pinky, so it's not going to be a hard feat to be the best one. We're kind of rigged for a possibility on that one. So the question is, what am I telling myself right now that feels hard? The reason why this is important is because we have to teach our brain that it isn't hard. So doable hunger, planning, the things that like working out, going to like doing a project at work or whatever. We have to remind ourselves. I always say it's the famous it. We have to remind ourselves nothing in and of itself is actually hard until our brain tells a story about it. And the story that our brain tells about it is what is making this feel hard. And there are stories that can make it feel less hard, less dreadful, dare I say, easy. You might be able to switch to a story that makes it doable, worth it. So there's lots of different ways that we can talk about something in the moment that it feels hard to grease the wheels just enough to get us going. Because when we step back, I've never coached anyone, when we have stepped back and intellectually, not emotionally, intellectually looked at weight loss, they always agree, you're right. Like what I need to do is not that hard. But when I think these 4 things, these are the 4 that I want to cover today. The most common ways we make shit hard is thinking, I messed up already, or I messed up, whatever your flavor is. 2, it will always feel hard when you focus on, this takes so much time. This takes so much time. It will always feel harder when you're focused on how much time it's going to take. The 3rd one is losing weight will take me forever. That was the one that I used to say all the time. Then I would wonder why I would dread so much. And I would wonder why I had no enthusiasm, why I had a lack of motivation and stuff, because I was always thinking about losing weight is going to take me forever. Versus when this weight comes off, I'll feel fucking amazing. Or even thinking like, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I know if I keep going in a month, I'm probably going to feel better than I do today. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to feel a lot better than I do today. Like thinking about it that way. And the fourth one is my thoughts are terrible. I can't quit thinking things I know I shouldn't. These are the four most, I think, hard thoughts that we have, especially in the beginning. So let me cover each one. Number one, I messed up already. So weight loss will always feel really hard after you mess up if you're making it personal. So I want you to hear me on this. When you mess up, when you overeat, when you eat when you aren't hungry, when you, dumpster dive food, when you're cleaning up the kitchen for the things that people didn't finish and you're popping it in your mouth, when you forget to plan or you make a plan and you don't follow said plan, when you make it personal and say things like, I'm never going to lose weight. See, I've already fucked up. That means I can't get my shit together. I've already overate, or I overate this weekend, or I did it again, or whatever. And that means I am, insert your flavor of self-loathing. So if you're overeating or binging or off planning or whatever it is, I want you to just ask yourself, in this moment, does it feel bad? If it feels bad, if it feels whatever, I want you to say, how am I making this personal in this moment? What am I telling myself about this fuck up, this screw up, this mistake, this whatever? How am I telling myself that I am broken or wrong? All of you will have a flavor of it because it won't feel gross if you're making it about a process. If you're making it about figuring things out. The people who lose weight the fastest aren't the ones that have the lowest volume of mistakes. The people who lose the weight the fastest are the ones that when they make mistakes, they get back on track really fast. And that just means when we say back on track, all I really mean is if you don't follow your plan on Monday, you still write one on Tuesday. If you don't follow a plan for 3 weeks, the people who lose weight are still making a plan, even at 4 weeks, with no evidence that they can follow it. What they have is faith that if they keep making plans, that one day they'll figure out how to follow them. They'll get it one day. They just don't know which day is coming where they just, it clicks and they get it or they're able to do it. The people that fail are the ones that make it personal. And it takes them a few days before they try it again. They spin out for a few days feeling sorry for themselves. And usually when we feel sorry for ourselves, we eat to compensate for feeling sorry for ourselves. So we magnify a mistake by 100. And for them, getting back on track is always going to be harder because they've compounded their mistake so high. So when you mess up, and all of you, you've got to use the trick of, I knew at some point I wouldn't do things perfectly. I knew at some point this was going to happen. This is not because something's wrong with me. It's because I would have already been my goal weight if I had all the shit solved. You haven't yet solved the things that you've been eating over. So don't be shocked when you make mistakes. Learn from them. And that's what we want to do. So for all of you, I highly recommend making sure that you have listened to the Phases of Change module inside of No BS. It's in module 1. And I would listen to it several times because if you identify as a perfectionist, if you self-loathe over mistakes, like if making mistakes spirals you out into I'm broken. I'll never lose weight. I'll always be overweight. See, I knew this would happen. I knew I couldn't do this. If any of that's going on for you, you probably need to listen to Phases of Change a handful of times so that your brain really understands the concept. And it you want to normalize your brain to the idea that change takes time. All right. The second thing is this takes so much time. This is another one of those thoughts that when you repeat it, this is what makes weight loss hard. And I want you to think about this, especially for all of you who are new. When you are sitting there and you're thinking about the weight you want to lose, and you're like, let's take creating a 24-hour plan. This is always my favorite because everybody's just like, you know, oh my God. Like, I just don't have time for planning. You don't know my life. My life's so busy, Corinne. I just don't have the time for this. I got like 14 kids, 2 jobs, and 30 chickens. Can't do it. All right. When you think this takes so much time, you're always going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel rushed. You're going to feel dread. There's all kinds of feelings that come along with this one. So when you hear yourself doing this, you have to remind yourself of what I would call reality. Reality is something none of us like to think about. Y'all love living in fantasy land or nightmare land. Some of y'all in fantasy land half the time thinking like, oh, everything's going to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like shocked and dismayed when things don't go perfectly. And some of y'all paint everything out to be a fucking nightmare. And you give yourself no chance for things to be easier. So the reason why I say you got to get out of fantasy land is a lot of you don't even really know how long it takes to make a 24-hour plan. So a few weeks ago, and if one of my coaches, let's try to find this coaching and see if we can hyperlink it in the description. It was a few weeks ago, though. It was like, I think it was in December. I coached someone in the membership on this 24-hour plan who just knew it took forever. And I was like, well, like, how long's forever? Like, tell me how long you think it takes. And she was just like, I think she said something around 20 minutes or something like that. And she's got the kids and the jobs and probably chickens too. I don't know. And I said, all right, well, like, and she was just dug in. This was just so hard and so time consuming. Like, and you don't get it and whatever. I was like, well, let's just make a plan right now. And I got out a 24-hour plan. And I said, what you going to eat for breakfast today? She told me. I was like, all right, what about lunch? She told me some kind of ridiculousness. And I said, are you sure you're going to eat that? You just got through bitching that you don't make plans. And then when you do, you make fantasy land plans. That doesn't sound appetizing. I can't even remember what it was. And we got a reasonable lunch down. Then we did dinner. Then I asked her, like, what are you grateful for? I just went through the sheet. And this was with me arguing with her that she should put more realistic food on her plan. And gut checking everything and asking questions like, are you sure you're going to have a really terrible day? You're going to be stressed out at the end of the day. Every night you've been eating at 8 o'clock. You really think you don't need to put anything down at 8 o'clock? Like, there was back and forth. 4.5 minutes. 4.5 minutes. The brain stinks when it comes to assuming how long something takes. If you're afraid of something, it will always tell you it takes all this time. It's your brain's way of just getting you to not do something you're afraid of. It is not that the 24-hour plan actually takes so much time. It's that my brain loves to tell me that when it doesn't want to do something because it has some kind of reason. And your job is to figure out, like, why does it really not want to do it? Let's imagine it didn't take any time. Let's just even pretend it's helpful, which we all know it is. But we're going to just pretend it's helpful and doesn't take a long time. Why else would my brain try to get me not to do it? And very often, unless you're asking that question, you just believe your shit. You think, but my 14 kids, like one of those assholes actually wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. How am I supposed to plan? And it's like, if your brain can think about it this way, it's 4 minutes of my day. It's 4 minutes where I'm going to write food down that's going to take care of me and comfort me, help me lose some weight, allow me to lose weight in a way that I want to live my life, and save me time all day long on having to think about food, make decisions around food, especially at times when I'm tired and my decision-making skills go out the window. Like if I'm setting myself up for all of that ease and setting myself up for the next day to not have to wake up with regret because I was trying to make food decisions with a tired fucking brain at night, like maybe I can find 4.5 minutes of my day. Because I want to tell all of you, making a plan does not take more than 5 minutes. If it's taking you more than 5 minutes, it's not because of planning. It's overthinking. And whatever it is, like if you're sitting there debating, like, I don't know if I'll get hungry. I don't know if this is enough food. What if I don't want this? All this other stuff. That's the actual work you've got to do on your brain to lose weight. It's like the whole idea of like, if you're overthinking and you're thinking, what if I get hungry? That's where we don't want to leave that up to chance. We want to say, I probably won't. I have plenty of food on this plan. And if, for God's sakes, if I get hungry and I don't have food on the plan, I have two options. I can just see if I can deal with the hunger. And if I don't want to do that, I'll just make a good choice. I will always remind my body that if it ever is actually physically hungry and I don't have food planned for it, I will take care of it. That's the level of conversation you need to be having. We don't need to quit planning because we just think, oh, it takes so much time. We want to dig into what's really going on, hon. Because until you start talking to yourself and having those kinds of quality conversations with yourself, guess what? Weight loss will always feel really hard. So we've got to remove a lot of our hard thinking so that the process just gets simpler and easier. All right, the next one, losing weight will take me forever. This is a one that I had for a long time. Your brains, this is I think where this one's rooted in. Your brain thinks that the pain that you're in today, so if you feel hopeless, and you talk shit to yourself and you're like, you know, afraid that you won't get enough food with the plan, like all this stuff we've already been talking about. The reason why your brain offers up, ooh, losing weight is going to take forever, is because it thinks the whole journey is going to be like it is right now. It's all going to be hard. And we want to I just want to get this weight off. None of you want to just get your weight off. You know what you really want to get off fast? The shitty thinking you have every single day. And you think if you lose the weight, that will rewire your brain. And I'm here to tell you that is not how it works. I have coached many people who come to No BS from other diets where they have lost over 100 pounds. I can't tell you how many people I have coached who've come and said, I wish I'd joined your program because I've lost my weight. I'm terrified to be around food. I question myself all the time. I'm worried I'm going to regain my weight. I'm constantly on edge that there's a slippery slope and I'm fixing to slip right off the edge of it. They lost their weight. They don't feel amazing because their brains didn't change. If in the very beginning, you're afraid you're going to fuck up and not be able to do it, and you don't learn how to talk differently to yourself, even if you acted perfectly all towards the end, you'd be left with someone who's like, I'm afraid I'm going to fuck up maintenance. I got lucky. It's only a matter of time because you didn't teach yourself that you're a different person. You didn't teach yourself how to think like a new person. So the reason why we go to this losing weight will take me forever is our brains are thinking the entire journey, all 20, 50, 100, 200 pounds, I'm going to have the brain that I have right now. I'm going to feel like her the entire way. Because we've been taught that we can't feel good about ourselves until the weight's gone, or that losing the weight is the only way to feel better. And you're going to learn this over and over and over again inside of No BS. The way we feel better is we start thinking better. And when you think better, it is a lot easier for you to show up and do better for yourself and your life. And so when you start thinking about weight loss will take me forever, number one, it won't. It's got a timeline. And I always reminded myself as I was losing weight is like, every day I'm doing things to help me. And every day that I did things to help me, I actually started feeling a little bit better every day. And it was a few weeks where I felt really good. I was like very proud of myself for changes I was making. I was not nearly as miserable as I was in the beginning. As I kept going and getting more and more pride, I also got better and better at cheerleading myself, recognizing my wins, talking to myself in new ways, ending old Corinne thinking, inserting new Corinne thinking. And so the journey got easier. At a certain point, it didn't even feel like work anymore. At some point, it just started flipping over to, this is who I am. Like, this is who I'm becoming, because I was talking to myself in a new way all the way down. So then I was no longer in a rush. It was literally when I lost that 100 pounds, it's almost like it surprised me. It took me about 18 months, but I enjoyed most of it because I was allowing myself to enjoy myself. I was allowing myself to enjoy the process. I allowed myself to make the process easier on myself. I allowed myself to not push myself harder than I needed to be pushed. And then sometimes I allowed myself to challenge myself because I was like, I think I'm up for the challenge. I want that. The last one. My thoughts are terrible. I can't quit thinking things I shouldn't. This is going to come up for every No BS woman at some point. And this is where we're going to talk about, I knew you were coming. So all of us have a shitty brain. It's just the way we come out of the box. The good Lord shoves some bullshit in there. And he's like, oh, I'm giving you choice and going to like give you all the things in this mind of yours. I want you to remember, we're teaching you now how to listen to all the things that before No BS, you just thought they were the truths about you. I'm just a perfectionist. I'm just someone who's failed all my diets. I'm just a mother. I'm just someone who people pleases. Like, we have a lot of I'm just, and we have a lot of these statements. Yeah. And you think that that's just who you are and it's true until you come through No BS and we start saying, like, we're going to pay attention to how we think. And you're going to notice probably 80% of what you think, it's not great, motivating, or exciting. It's a little judgy. It's always kind of looking out for like, ooh, I don't know if that's a good idea. Like, our brains are naturally kind of skeptical. So you're going to hear yourself like noticing like, oh my God, even when somebody like says like, how was your day? You're like, I was tired, busy. When is the last time any of us, when somebody said, how was your day? You went like, oh my God, like freaking fantastic. And I'm just so grateful for everything that I have. Thank you for asking. I rarely get the opportunity to tell people how much I love my life. This is what we normally do. Like, how was your day? Well, I got this done. This is busy. Well, I had a lot to do. I'm just glad it's over. That's pretty good. Could have been better, though. Just letting you know. Like, you don't have to be a complete shit show in your brain, but you're going to notice that you're going to think, or you're going to just notice a lot of like, wow, I did not realize I was thinking all of that. And this is the important part. Weight loss will be harder. if you make your thinking a problem, instead of making your thinking something that you're now just aware of, and you might want to do something different about it. Your thinking is not a problem. And you will learn in No BS, especially in module 2 of No BS, for all of my members, that is where we start understanding our thinking is not a problem. Our thinking is there for us to understand, where did you come from? Why are you normal? Why are you here? There's always a good reason behind what we think, even if it's negative things. And then you're going to learn how to take the temperature down on your thoughts, how to just look at them for the facts so that you can choose your new you thinking, your next best thoughts, so that you can start wiggling out of some of that stuff so that your weight loss can feel easier. So, the end of the day, for all of you, when it feels hard, I want you to ask yourself, what am I thinking in this moment that creates hard feelings? Where am I making this hard in my mind? What am I telling myself about this that's hard? And find it. And then just ask yourself, is this the only way that I could think about this? Is there an easier way to think about it? Is there a little bit better way to think about this? Is there another perspective? And if you get stuck and you can't see, because a lot of your thoughts are going to feel just like the God's honest truth, and you're going to post in Facebook and say, or and ask coaches, I don't see how this can't just be factual. I don't see how this is anything but the way I'm seeing it. That's great. You want our opinions because we want to just look at your thoughts. We're going to have better perspectives of it because we're not in it emotionally. And that's what you want. You want to see if someone wasn't hook, line, and sinker emotionally bought into your thinking, how would they be telling this story? And then can I do the same? Can I teach myself to do the same? All right, let me see what questions we got. Will the restaurant be up and running under Corinne in time for camp? Lord Leilani, let's hope so. This has been the longest drawn out process trying to buy this restaurant. We have a tentative close date of January 23rd of this year. We will see. By the way, that was my grandmother's birthday. I really hope it happens on the 23rd because I adored my grandmother and she'd be so proud to see me like two businesses plus a restaurant. She'd be like, girl, you need to just change that family tree. You're watering the roots. So I hope so. And then once we get it kind of turned around and everything, I am sure I will let every No BS woman know. So if you're ever in Nolensville, Tennessee, you can swing on by. And by the way, I'm adding nachos to the menu. I would just like everybody to know that. Nachos are getting added. I'm over 2 years at No BS. I've lost and gained the same 8 pounds. I have 60 to lose. I feel hopeless. Heather, I want you to go and start No BS again. You probably have taken it, but you've definitely, like, if you feel hopeless, why do you feel hopeless is the question. What am I telling myself every day that makes me feel hopeless instead of what could I be telling myself every day that gives me clear direction on what I need to do to lose 60 pounds? You don't have to believe you can lose 60. You do not have to believe anything, but you can stop feeling sorry for yourself and start focusing your brain on what am I willing to do today to lose 60 pounds? And what am I not willing to do today? And be honest. It would be so much better for you to have the feeling of honesty each day versus hopelessness. Here's what I'm willing to do. Here's what I'm not willing to do. And then I would just ask myself, I've been here for 2 years. You obviously know the content. I would bet you know the content great. You're on this call and that's amazing. So I would use that as your strength to say like, all right, I know what No BS is all about. I know what we're supposed to be doing. What is one of the basics that I don't do well? But if I had to guess why I am like losing and gaining 8 pounds for 2 years, what is the basic that needs laser-like focus for the next 60 days? And you don't work on anything else but that. So for a lot of you, it's like dialing in. For some people, it's like, I'm really good with hunger and enough. Like, I follow that, but I'm terrible at following my plan. And so a lot of times I'm eating enough of cake. Like, I'm really good about making sure I only eat when I'm hungry and stopping in enough, but I'm constantly changing out foods for stuff I just want. And the stuff I just want usually are things that I'm like, okay, I can't eat red velvet cake for dinner every night, even if I eat till enough and realistically expect myself to lose weight and feel good about myself. Probably gonna feel like ass if you're eating red velvet cake every single night and making that switch. So we want to find the basic. And rather than telling ourselves a hopeless story, just tell ourselves, I've been here for 2 years. I've been working on it. I know plenty. So all I need to do is figure out which basic do I struggle with the most. That's the one I'm going to go all in on. And I'm not going all in on being perfect. I'm going all in on figuring it out. So take it to ask coaches. It's like, I found the basic. I'm going to work on this. I think this should be my plan. Here's my thoughts about it. What should I do from that point on? With all of the thoughts I have, do you just do a brain dump through journaling to get the thoughts out? You can, Jessica. So that's what I do. We have a whole journaling guide that you can download if you want prompts and you want to be able to do stuff like that. Just depends on however you want to do it. Some people love to just kind of like, we call it a thought download. We don't necessarily teach that anymore, but it's something I used to teach a long time ago, but it's just really simple. It's just journaling. You just get a piece of paper and you write down everything that you're thinking, and then you run it through the four N's, which you will get in module 2. Four N's is a really good process of noticing what you're thinking. So you'll write like, here's my story of the day. I do one every day. So I write down like my story of the day. So a lot of times I'll look at my calendar for everything that I have to do. And then I do a download on kind of what I'm thinking. Some days I'm thinking pretty good stuff. I'm like, yay me. I don't have to do nothing. I just highlight some really effective thoughts that I have. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Some days I don't have great thoughts about it. I have some thoughts. I'm like, huh? Like, I think I could do better on that one. Like, could I like think something more energetically? So sometimes when you look at your thoughts, you'll have thoughts that you'll be like, power thought, man, that's some good shit right there. And I want to highlight it. And I want to remind myself that my brain thinks this, and this is some good stuff. Sometimes what you'll have is what's called the low energetic thoughts, where it's not good. It's not bad. It's kind of like you're just telling the story and you'll be like, huh, wait. I think I could level that up a little bit. Like, I think I could think a little bit better there. Like, sometimes I'll tell myself like I have a busy day. For me, I have a busy day. Doesn't feel like overwhelm. It just feels like the news. But I always think about like, just thinking I have a busy day energetically doesn't really make me conquer the world. Thinking I have a busy day doesn't give my brain direction into how to show up amazingly. So a lot of times when I notice that I'm thinking I have a busy day, I usually switch it to, I have a day full of opportunities. Because that's like today. I teach y'all, this is the first big class since our opening. I teach my business membership, a big list building workshop at noon today. In between, I'm coaching my team. We have our monthly team mindset coaching right after this call. Like, I was sitting there thinking about it earlier today, and I'm like, this is not a busy day. This day is laced with opportunity to help a lot of people change how they're thinking, to make sure that in both of my memberships, people have what they need to lose weight and build a business, for my team to feel more confident and motivated in their job. So I could describe the day that way as loaded with opportunity, or I could describe it as busy and just be like, get to work. Because both of them would work for me. It's just one would work so much better. It would make me more intentional. So we look for low energy thoughts. And then the last thing we look for is busted fucking old shitty. And that is just like pity party. Like, I'll never be able to lose weight. I've been waffling for 2 years. stuff like that. That's the things that we need to take through the four N's, and we need to figure out, why are you here? Why are you normal? How do I want to show up for myself? What do I want to be thinking? What am I willing to tell myself every day and twice on Sunday until I do believe it, or until I at least see myself doing the things so that I can be like, and I can see that things are changing, and I can see, like, I've been wrong about this. I'm working on changing my story about my past as a quitter with my eating and exercise. And I'm working on my new story that I just keep going and continue to try. Are there any modules or lessons that would be good to re-listen to, or specific journal prompts? I think you're on the right track, Virginia. I would actually ask that in the Facebook group. Between my community team and the members, they're probably going to know about any kind of like videos or coaching. I have just done probably, 50,000 hours of coaching at this point or something. I am sure we have stuff on it. I wouldn't know where they are. So if you ask, though, a lot of people who listen to our content and stuff who've had this problem, they'll tell you, like, oh, this is what I listened to, and it made all the difference. You also, Virginia, could just go to the Quick Hits podcast. So we have three or four different podcasts. We have the No BS course, the live trainings. I think it's the Pathways. They might have their own thing, and then Quick Hits. And so if you go to the Quick Hits, though, it's 20 minutes or less. Look at all the titles, and you might find something there that talks about, like, identity change or something along those lines. But you're kind of doing it right. But basically, it's, you just don't call yourself a quitter. I want you to think about the reality probably is, it's like, there are times I stop doing it, but I always keep going. So now your work is just, whenever I stop something, how fast can I get back to doing it? For all of you, I think that, like, that right there will change your life. Then eventually you can work on not stopping at all. But I think a lot of you try to jump the shark. And you're like, if you're like me, like, I know me. I am someone who's going to fuck things up sometimes. I don't think that's a bad thing. In my mind, that's normal. It's expected. It's supposed to happen. And so because I have it so normalized, I'm not afraid of it happening. So when it happens, I don't think it means something wrong with me. I just think it means, like, all right, well, I know logically, let's just get back to doing what we do as fast as we can. That shit pays off. Spades, let's go. Do you notice how less dramatic it is? And I don't even need, like, a trumpet and cymbals and a one-man band to stomp through my house to get me, like, ooh, I'm remotivated. I believe in myself, all the things. It's really matter of fact. Try to make things make sense. Y'all try to make things personal. So stop making it personal and make it make sense to you as to why this happened and what your next best step is. And stop being so dramatic, and your life will be so much easier. All of your life, not just your eating life, everything will be easier. And when everything around you starts getting easier because it's not as dramatic anymore, guess what? You've taken away the trigger to eat. A lot of you ask me, like, how do I make urges go away? Well, you start working on your inner self-talk that triggers your urges to begin with. Because if you take away a lot of the urges because you fixed that part, then when you just have run-of-the-mill urges where you're just at a restaurant and a plate of nachos comes by and you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't plan nachos. That looks delicious. I wish I had that. Everybody else is going to have some. I guess I'm the only one that's not. My brain's over here wanting it. In those moments, you have the energy to be like, look, we did not plan nachos. You did not know this restaurant had nachos. If you really want nachos, we will come back next week, honey. You have the bandwidth to do that. But when your entire day is ate up with drama in your head, self-loathing, worrying about other people think, over-catastrophizing every single thing that you do wrong, over-worrying all the time, when you're doing all of that, plus regretting and shaming over how you eat, you're going to be triggered to eat all the fucking time because you're creating an environment in your head. It's polluted. Has anybody seen the Poof commercial, P-O-O-P-H? It's hilarious. We need brain poof. Just look it up on the internet and you'll laugh. All right, y'all, that was wonderful. I will see you on Sunday for our first. We're going to on Sunday, I'm going to be coaching and it's going to be life and weight coaching and it's going to be for 2 hours. So I'm going to be coming to you twice a month now. Instead of every Sunday, I'm going to do twice a month for 2 hours. And then Coach MJ is going to do an hour on the other Sundays and just focus on weight loss. So we have our first big 2-hour coaching session this Sunday and I cannot wait so that we can deep dive into some shit and I can get back to a little bit of life coaching on top of just the weight loss coaching for y'all. It was one of the biggest thing y'all asked for 2023 was for me to do some life coaching. So we've added it back in for you. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye y'all.